This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, look, I am not a guy to engage in conspiracy theories like nutbag Hank Johnson. But I did ask I did ask Matt DeSantis, the executive producer. I just elevated you to Congressman Matt DeSantis. Oh, well,
you.
Done.
Nice promotion.
Yeah, least I can do. To pull up the audio of kook Congressman Hank Johnson, who was afraid that Guam would capsize. Do we have that audio?
We have it, yes.
Oh, fantastic. This is the same guy now who alleged that maybe Biden's classified documents were planted on him or planted in his garage. All right, keep that in mind. Take a listen.
By the way, do we want to listen to both and let maybe the audience decide which one's crazier? It's really
close.
You
know what? It's a great point.
All right.
Let the Zioli army decide which conspiracy theorier is nuttier. All right? Who takes the cake for nuttery here? I mean, it's Hank Johnson either way for the win, but which clip of nuttiness outshines the other?
All right, we'll play.
Is that
Guam
a good way
first
to phrase it?
That's perfect. Yes, Hank Johnson's going to win no matter what. But yeah,
no matter what, Hank Johnson is declared the winner, unanimously the winner. But of which nutbag statement, which crackpot kook conspiracy statement will he win for?
All right, here's Guam.
This is a island that, at its widest level, is what, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
Very small island, and about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long. About.
Can we just pause it for a second? Is this guy on drugs or something? Why is he dragging out everything he's saying right now? I mean, I've had my fair liquid lunches in the day, but this guy sounds like he had about 7 martinis.
Liquid lunch.
This guy's like, this island is 32 miles long. And I mean, like, speed it up there, Jack.
Well, we got a little more if you want to hear it.
Oh, yes.
It's wide at the least widest place on the island, and about 12 miles wide on the widest part of the island. And I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you.
This is Admiral Robert Willard, by the way.
Let's pause it there. So Admiral Robert Willard was asked the question of whether or not he knows how many square miles Guam is. And the admiral, it's like a high-ranking level in the Navy. The admiral now is going to, I'll go find that for you, Congressman. I'll get my team on it right away to figure out the square mileage of Guam. That's what he should have turned around and go, all I know is Hoboken is 1 square mile. It's amazing. And they got more bars per capita than any other place. And it sounds like you just left one of them, Congressman. All right, continue with this nutbaggery, please.
Will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that.
Wait, stop. Back up. This is the best Friday of my life. This may be the best Friday show ever in the history of Fridays. Okay, so Now, the Admiral does such a great job here of not completely just spit out laughing, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, did you say capsize? The Admiral does, he knows, he's, you know, the Congress controls funding, so he's doing his very best right now to actually give this question credence. This might be the dumbest thing ever suggested since Don Lemon thought that plane disappeared into a black hole years ago. Do you remember that?
I do remember that, yes.
But this is fantastic, but the Admiral's reaction is priceless, because the Admiral's like, but the whole entire time he's going, is this the dumbest human being? And why am I here? Why am I here right now? I'm a freaking admiral. All right, go ahead.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently.
Here, back up to the question, though, when he asks him, because can you do that, Matt DeSantis? Like, back up like 20 seconds or 30 seconds to when he actually asks the question. Because the pause there between that and the answer is just great.
The whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000, and again with 8,000 Marines.
Well, you know, we don't anticipate that, Congressman, because we're not idiots here in the Navy. But, look, anything's possible. I'm really more worried about Godzilla rising up and eating Guam. That's really what keeps me up at night. Not about you. Sorry, keep going.
Families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
The whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over. And
it's just more of the same. It's replayed. Incredible. Rich, do we want to hear Hank Johnson? This was yesterday, him claiming that that there's classified documents in Biden's garage simply because Republicans put them there right next to his Corvette.
So, and this will be the question for the Zioli Army here. And sorry, I was actually choking as I was laughing so hard that I had to mute my microphone. No, I did. I almost spit out my bourbon. All right, so the question is going to be, now, which nuttery is nuttier, that or this explanation for how Biden might have classified documents in his garage, okay?
My response to it all is that alleged classified documents showing up allegedly in the possession of Joseph Biden. There's so much that needs to be investigated, and that's what I call for, is for everything to be investigated. But I'm suspicious of the timing of it. I'm also aware of the fact that things can be planted on people. Places and things can be planted, things can be planted in places and then discovered conveniently. That may be what has occurred here. I'm not ruling that out, but I'm open in terms of the investigation.
Yeah, I'm open. You know, I'm open to it. All right, so you get to vote right now. Matt DeSantis, let's put up a poll on Twitter and ask the Zioli Army to weigh in here. Which is crazier? Guam tipping over into the ocean or somebody planting classified documents on Joe Biden? By the way, we have another entree into the Congressman Hank Johnson nuttery contest, which is going on right now as we speak on Twitter. And you can weigh in anytime you like on this. The vote is up right now at 1210 WPHD. Every time I say that, I feel like Alec Baldwin when he hosted a radio show on the station. At 1210 PHD. But no, it's up there. And I have to give a shout out to, let me see if I can find it right now, Mike Kopick on Twitter. Mike says, Rich, you are forgetting about the balloons. Mike, I did forget. Thank you, my friend. It's been a long week, but don't worry, it's coming to an end very, very soon. Thank goodness. So here we go, Matt DeSantis. This is now Congressman Hank Johnson. You'll have to weigh this against his nuttery comments on Guam capsizing with too many Marines on the island. The idea that classified documents were planted on Joe Biden with this lunacy. Take a listen.
Mr. Speaker, like a kid at a carnival, I rise in full support of H.R. 527, the Responsible Helium Administration and Stewardship Act.
That's a real
2013.
Thing.
Mr. Speaker, I'm relieved that, and I'm sure that the American people are relieved as well, that Congress is finally going to do something about one of the most pressing issues of the day. That is, we've got to ensure access to helium for all. Surely those harmed by sequestration and those harmed by the Republican failure
just stop. If you had helium equity on your 2023 bingo card, congratulations. You got it. Bingo. You won. Helium equity. Of all the nuttery I've heard in my life, of all the gin joints in all the world, this whack job had a walk into mine.
We have more. You want to hear?
I do, but do me a favor. Can you back it up again like 30 seconds?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thank you, Matt DeSantis.
The American people are relieved as well that Congress is finally going to do something about one of the most pressing issues of the day.
Stop that it right is, there. One of the most pressing issues of the day. All right?
You're not worried about helium inequity?
You know what? I would have thought maybe, I don't know, crime, fentanyl, the border. I don't know. But no, it's helium equity, one of the most pressing issues of the day. In fact, little known fact, Matt DeSantis, you know, I'm a big fan of the founding of this country. Do you know that Thomas Jefferson gave this exact same speech in Philadelphia?
You're saying Hank Johnson plagiarized this from Thomas Jefferson?
Directly from the Federalist Papers. It was Federalist 41, where Publius writes the letter to Hamilton, and he talks about the need for helium equity. It's why we fought the Revolution.
Yeah, James Madison, huge fan of helium equity.
I'm just saying, you know, it's just one of those little things about history you may not know. All right, so again, I started talking. You back it up again for me, please, so we can really appreciate and swim in the helium inequity.
I'm relieved that, and I'm sure that the American people...
Stop it right there again. I got to get a drink. Hang on. Somebody bring some bourbon in here for me, please.
We've been playing this clip for like 4 minutes now, and we're moving backwards. We've progressed 23 seconds into a two-minute clip. It's taken us 4 minutes to get here.
It's the best Friday show ever. All right.
Should I back
ahead.
It up a bit?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go.
Of 2013. Mr. Speaker, I'm relieved that... And I'm sure that the American people are relieved as well that Congress is finally going to do something about one of the most pressing issues of the day. That is, we've got to ensure access to helium for all. Surely those...
How much helium did this guy suck before giving the speech? Because he sounds like in college we used to do whippets all the time. That's what this guy sounds like right now. I can't even stop. I can't let this guy... Sorry, I'm going to mute my microphone, okay? I'm going to mute my microphone. Go ahead.
Look, you did well that time. We got to the 43-second mark, so that was pretty good.
It's progress, Matt DeSantis. It's progress.
Step
I'm growing.
Step. Yeah,
I'm growing as a man. Look at me.
Also, he's like sweating profusely during this speech. He keeps wiping his forehead like he's clearly very passionate about helium and is a bit nervous. Anyway, here we go.
Well, the question I have for you is, why are you not passionate about helium, Matt DeSantis?
We only got 2 seconds into it that time. That's the worst one yet.
All right, sorry, muting my mic.
All right, here we go.
To helium for all.
Sorry, that one's on me.
That's you. That wasn't me. That was all you.
Helium for all.
Helium for all. A chicken in every pot and helium for all.
Okay, here we go. This one's serious. This one we're going to get at least 30 seconds in. I feel good about it.
Harmed by sequestration and those harmed by the Republican failure to appoint budget
He's blaming Republicans for helium inequity.
Wait a second. You're doing my job now. You're the one talking over the audio.
I'm sorry. It's getting more and more ridiculous. All right. I'm back.
Mute your microphone, please.
All right. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to play it.
All right. Oh.
Surely those harmed by sequestration and those harmed by the Republican failure to appoint budget conferees appreciate the House spending 2 full legislative days on this most critical issue. The American people certainly understand the fact that 48 hours of this house, of this house's precious time was necessary.
All right, I can't take it anymore. You know why? Because it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and we need to start drinking. So here we go. Let's do the show open, Phil. Let's do it. Wait, I'm sorry, Matt DeSantis. Wait, what? I'm sorry. You said, what does he say?
We have to finish this, because I know you want to move on to a serious topic, but if we don't get through the last 60 seconds of this, I promise you, you will regret it. He has the greatest quote perhaps ever uttered on the floor of the House.
All right. Well, listen, you are the executive producer of the show, so let's do it.
I'm pleased to support this bill, which shows that this Tea Party Congress will make the tough choice to keep children's birthday parties on schedule and give industries that rely on helium the lift that they deserve. Imagine, Mr. Speaker, a world without balloons.
All right, now we need to do a montage of him saying, imagine, Mr. Speaker, a world without balloons, helium equity, and then Biden stuffing the documents in his pants, and then, or somebody stuffing them into Biden's pants, and then Guam tipping over.
I can make that happen.
We need to make that happen, because that would be the greatest hits of stupidity in the history of stupidity, quite frankly.
This guy is great.
Oh, man, this guy's the gift that keeps on giving on a Friday, huh?
I know earlier this week I said my favorite congressman was Thomas Massie. Now I've changed it. It's actually Hank Johnson. Sorry, Thomas.
No, listen, Massie may be my favorite, but when it comes to pure nuttery, Hank Johnson, hands down, baby. When it comes to fighting for liberty, Tom Massie. When it comes to nuttery, that's Hank Johnson.
Hank Johnson fights for helium.
Yeah, he fights for helium equity, all right? Because you got to realize now, America's greatest threat is helium inequity.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.